This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana, and today we're going to talk about kids. We're going to talk about loving kids and seeing kids where they are, because a lot of times they are going through things in their life. And as parents, as teachers, administrators, maybe even youth leaders, they don't see what's going on in their heart. And so when kids act out, you're thinking maybe they're a bad kid or they're just trouble. And that's probably not the case at all. It's what they've been going through. So I'm bringing my friend on, who is an educator and has been for years. And she has seen firsthand how important it is to reach kids where they are and to see their heart and see their life. Her name is Camille White, and I'm honored to have her on with me now. Thank you, Camille, for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be here. Thank you.
Yay. So we're talking about this topic because I've heard your heart. I know your heart. Why do you think it's important for us to see kids where they are and understand there might be something deeper going on?
It's important for us to see kids. You know, I've had an opportunity to work in education for years and also working with kids for such a long time. And I love kids, don't have kids of my own, but they are my babies. And I've noticed that kids are oftentimes seen and not heard. Mm-hmm. And so they go through life and they go through school and they're not sharing what they're feeling. They're not sharing what they're experiencing. And so in my time in education, I've just noticed that where we meet kids is at least hearing them, giving them a voice, giving them an opportunity to share their hearts, because they're humans, you know, they have feelings, they have experiences that are real, and they have a perspective that adults can learn from. And I think, you know, as adults, we have to humble ourselves at times to know that when you go into these settings and you're the authoritative figure, you're not always going to be teaching the kids. Mm. You have to be the student sometimes.
Wow.
And that's not even in just education.
Yes.
That's in life, period.
Come on.
Listen to the kids, give them a voice, and hear their hearts.
Mm, I love that. And I know that you have experience of your own. You know what it's like because you're now discovering things about yourself and your own life. And you want to help kids that can't express themselves, because a lot of times kids aren't going to come to school and go, you don't know what's going on at home. Mm-hmm. I can't do my homework. I can't be focused today because life is not good at home.
Yeah.
And we need to figure that out.
Absolutely. I've had a student before who's come to me and share, you know, April 11th is like the worst day ever. Mm. And to me, that's not the worst day. You know, two of my best friends, it's their birthday.
Yes.
I had another opportunity. I've crossed my sorority that day. And April 11th's a good day for me. But to this student, it was the worst day ever. And she's in fifth grade and she's explaining to me why. And it's because her dad went in to get a checkup and he never came home.
Wow.
It was the day that her dad passed away. And so having those experiences, those real life experiences with kids, you know, they are caring so much. And having had my own experiences, you know, years on down the line, that trauma seemingly, it follows you. Those are traumatic events that student went through. There's been a traumatic events that I've went through and I remember those events. And so it's important to at least listen to what it is that they're going to create that safe space.
Safe space.
Safe space.
So important.
Kids need to be emotionally safe with us. Mm. And having that chance to go to those places where they may feel shame or they may feel guilt, it's not necessarily what we want to talk about. It doesn't make us feel good. It's so many different emotions and feelings. But just at least giving them that place in that space of safety. It's just important.
Yes.
They need it. We all need it.
We all need it, definitely. So if we can start kids young and let them know that it's safe to express yourself and your fears and your concerns, they'll grow up into healthier adults.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why we want to talk about it now. Camille White, you're a blessing. Oh,
thank you so much. You are too, Melissa.
Thank you.
You are too.
Well, this was fun to do together, and let's do some more, okay?
Absolutely. I would love to.
Yay. So this is a word today. I feel like someone needed to hear this. Mm-hmm. If you have the chance to influence young people, and there are kids everywhere, let's make sure that we see them for who they are, what might be going on in their life. We could be Jesus to them today and save the heartache down the road in their life if we can deal with it right now. God sees these kids. He loves them, and we want to love them too. If you want to know more about this, you can go to my conversations page, and we'll put a link on there that you can find out some more hope and some help for teaching kids, leading kids, and loving on them. It's star883.com.